I haven't as yet mentioned bad news. Bad news being that first time in 15 years our wheat crop failed. We had that nice harvest festival that we reported on a year back, and it was a great festival. However, our yield, once the harvest was complete, was half of what it usually is, and 90% of what was there was unedible due to it already having been attacked by parasites. Why? Because we had no winter. We had no frost. Usually these parasites are destroyed by the cold weather and by the freezing, sustained freezing. And we had no winter this year due to global warming, if you want to blame it on that. Anyway, you can blame it on the weather. In addition to that, the hot weather that we had with no rainfall in the spring really meant that the overall yield was half of what it usually is. So for the first time since the very first year that we've had New Brajadam, not only is it that we're not able to supply the cities with wheat because all the city centers have been making their puris, chapatis, bread from flour from the farm since ever. It's been a very nicely working exchange, but it's doubtful whether we have enough wheat for devotees living on the farm, which in a very natural environment, meaning self-sufficient environment, means we wouldn't be eating much chapatis this year. We just save the wheat for the winter time and avoid it in the summer when it's not absolutely necessary for keeping the body warm. So that's bad news, and it's unfortunate. We're going to, if the weather keeps changing like this, and you know, the forecast of tropical climate becoming the norm in Hungary, then we're going to have to start changing the vegetables, crops, and grains that we grow that are more conducive for this type of warmer, arid, non-wintry atmosphere. But let's see what happens with the winter this year. And that's just information for you as to how the actual harvest, wheat harvest, went this year. And the topic that I'll discuss now, not answering any of the questions, but this was just following on from the class this morning, we were talking about the duties of grihasthas and devotees in varnashram system, and particularly we were making the emphasis of what's the duty of Vaishyas for the type of work that they do, or the duty of devotees for working. Everybody has to work, whether the devotees are living in the temple, whether they're living outside the temple, but everyone works. No one can avoid working. And that's why, interestingly enough, in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna doesn't talk about ashramas. He talks about varna. He says, chaturvarnamaya krishnam. Chaturvarnamaya krishnam. He doesn't talk about chaturvarnashrama, but he just talks about chaturvarnam, because he's speaking about work, work as a means for achieving him, and obviously in order to become Krishna conscious, you also have to live, you also have to sustain yourself. So that type of livelihood that's conducive for sustaining your Krishna consciousness is what Krishna speaks about in the 4th chapter, in the 18th chapter, and then is described in more detail in the Bhagavatam. Anyhow, as done in on the farm, Krishi Gorakshavani Jam, particularly Krishi Goraksha. Krishi means plowing or agriculture, and Goraksha, cow protection. These are the staples of society. This is what people live on, anad bhavanti bhutani, all living entities subsist on grains. So the kshatriyas may direct and instruct people, the brahmanas may perform their yajnas, but if they don't eat, giving shelter or giving instruction isn't going to work, and that eating is therefore the most essential aspect of life, and it's for this reason both the Vaishyas and their assistants, the Shudras, at least those Shudras who help them, are so integral. The higher castes therefore would think these people are the most important people in society, because it's they who are actually feeding. And of course, those who are feeding, they're thinking, Brahmins are the most important, because they're taking the result of my work and offering it to the Lord. So Srila Prabhupada says this type of very common exchange is there. But the responsibility of this Goraksha, cow protection, is it just the duty of some people, some very, very exclusive people who are doing that? Or is it a responsibility of all Vaishyas, or more specifically speaking, all Grihasthas or all devotees? My proposition is that everyone's responsibility is Goraksha, just like everyone's responsibility is chanting Hare Krishna, watering Tulsi Devi, reading Srimad Bhagavatam. Similarly, part of our common dharma is to protect cows. This is something that you see quite ingrained in the Indian community at Bhaktivedanta Manor. You have to limit the amount of cows that we want to receive as gifts, and particularly you have to be very careful about the foods that guests bring to the cows, because to a greater or lesser degree, people see the protection of cows is their dharma. It's everyone's dharma. Cow is our mother, cow gives us milk. Over the rest of the world, cows are being butchered and slaughtered, abused and taken advantage of. Vaishnavas must take it as their responsibility to protect cows. Now, how do you protect cows? Does that mean that you've got a cow on your balcony in downtown, I don't know, Singapore? No, that type of cow protection is actually cow abuse. You cannot just keep your own cow. Cows only give milk if they're calves. That means you constantly have to have calves. That means you have to have a herd for that. And that's a full-time business. So how is it that individuals should protect cows? They should in some way or another be connected to ISKCON's herds. Srila Prabhupada established cow protection, for instance, in New Vrindavan or Gita Nagari, or as we've done here in New Bajadam. These herds are not the responsibility, the sole duty of the local devotees over there. They're the responsibility of the devotees, of the congregation of the local country. And it's their responsibility to contribute to the cow protection, to donate towards the maintenance of the cow, to come and do some cow seva when they come and visit the temple, to bring some boga for the cows, to find out what items are needed by the cow herds to do that. Cow protection is everyone's business, it's everyone's responsibility. And here, this is written down as being Varnashram Dharma, Krishi Goraksha Vani Jam. And if one does not contribute somehow or another, or one does not participate in cow protection, then he should know that he is neglecting his dharma. He's neglecting his duty. In other words, he's adharmic. This is, in my vision, the greater picture of what Varnashram means. Varnashram doesn't mean that we simply philosophize about a way of life, but what are the duties of the Varnas and Ashrams, and what are the duties that are common for all Vaishnavas, for all human beings, and one of them is the protection of cows, just like Yajna Sankirtana Prayer mentioned earlier. Chanting Hare Krishna is a common responsibility. So similarly, cow protection is a common responsibility for everyone. It doesn't necessarily always occur to us, and even when it does, it's really very an interesting thing that more difficult than doing sankirtan, more difficult than getting someone to be a cook in the kitchen. These are really difficult services, or nowadays more difficult than convincing someone to be a temple president, is to get devotees to be cowherds, to get devotees to work with the cows and the bulls, the oxen, and to make that their life. Extremely difficult. Ask Shyamasundara Prabhu at Bhaktivedanta Manor, or Balabhadra Prabhu, our minister for cow protection, or Radhakanta in Hungary. It's very difficult for devotees to do this. I'm an educated person. I've got my university diploma. You want me to take care of cows? You mean you want me to do that thing that God does? You want me to do that activity that's going on in the spiritual world? But that is what's going on in the spiritual world. There's only, at least where we're going, at least where I want to go, is where there's only gopas and gopis. The whole identity, the social identity, is based on is based on cows. There's milkmaids and there's cowherdmen. And if we're not willing to be milkmaids and cowherdmen here in the material world, if this service is beyond us, if we can't foresee how we're going to dedicate our lives working with the cows, well, where are we going? Then you better look for someplace else other than Braj. Then you better go to Dwarka or go to Vaikuntha, where that's not a compulsory integral part of life. Because in the spiritual world, in Goloka Vrindavan, Krishna goes out every day to tend cows. And yet it's so difficult to get devotees to be cow herders, to see that this is a respectable future, and to stick with that service. Because once again, cow protection is something that we talk about, something that we talk about as something being against the principles of slaughtering animals. We don't believe in slaughtering the cow. We don't believe in eating the meat of the cow. Cows should be properly protected. But when it comes to actually properly protecting the cows, are we willing to do it? Are we willing to actually dedicate our lives to taking care of cows? Or are we willing to at least participate and support the protection of cows? Therefore, we should ask, what am I doing for protecting my mother? What am I doing to sustain cow protection in my zone? It's my responsibility, my duty as a Vaishnav. Am I performing my dharmic duty? Hare Krishna.